Yes, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to thank you for taking time to call in here and to take a look at God's Word together. And I know that as we are doing this, we'll be challenged. We'll also be blessed when we take a look at the Word of God. And I'll read some scriptures here in a little bit, but I just want to kind of review a little bit. Yesterday we read about the Ten Commandments, and hopefully that got some things turning in your mind and thinking about some things about what does God have for you and I today, and are these things applicable to us, and how do we live out the Christian life according to the commandments that are given to us in the scriptures. And I'd like to just go through, like I said yesterday, I'd like to focus on commands that are given to us in the New Testament. And it's things that I think will be a blessing as we look at them and to see that God has some instruction for us today that is very pertinent and very important for us as Christians to be able to know these things and to be able to examine them with a clear heart. I'd like to read a couple of scriptures here that really exposed a difficulty in the days when Jesus was walking here on the earth. There were some things that were very troublesome to him, and you'll see that as I read. I'm going to read this same account, two different of the Gospels here. I will be reading out of Matthew and Mark. Same account, but it'll give a little fuller picture of what Jesus was dealing with in his day with the religious people. And I'll be reading out of Matthew 15. I'll read nine verses here, beginning of verse 1. It says, "Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, 'Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.' But he answered and said unto them, 'Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?'" And I'll just continue reading here. Verse 4 says, "For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father and his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And you see here a particular difficulty that Jesus was addressing. The religious people of the day, they were watching, they were seeing some things that Jesus' disciples were doing, and they called Jesus to this and say, Why are you transgressing the tradition of the elders?" And they didn't wash their hands before they ate, and there was a certain ceremonial way that they would wash, just a certain way, and it had to be just so, and it was handed down to them, the tradition of the elders. And Jesus acknowledged that he was transgressing those traditions. He says, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" Jesus wasn't going to go through the traditions that were demanded from the religious leaders. They were demanding that it had to be such and such a way, and they were very specific. And Jesus was saying, "I want to show you something that you're transgressing the commandment of God by your tradition." And then he talked about this particular thing that he went to the fifth commandment, if you remember us reading that yesterday, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you and you live long in the earth." God was giving commandment that we need to honor father and mother, not just when we're children growing up, but even here, he's talking about to be able to take care of our parents in their old age. And here was the people that were saying, well, I'm giving that to God now, and so whatever it is that could have gone to my parents, I'm giving it to God, and that's good. He accepts that. I like to read it out of Mark chapter 7 now, and it's the first 13 verses here. Same account, but just slightly different angle here. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. And you see here, Jesus was pointing out a great error. The Pharisees and the scribes are very careful to have ceremonial washings, and it wasn't about washing because they were dirty. They had to just wash their hands after the market. It was partly that, but it was more of a ceremony that they went through, and it was a tradition, as Jesus was saying. This is a tradition that you've handed down, and you've made them into law. And he says, you're doing wrong here. You're making it a commandment. And he said, and you're rejecting the commandment of God to keep your tradition. And so you can see that there was some confusion going on here, and people, they didn't know what to think. The common people, they were being taught by these religious leaders, and so they were taking that as, that's the way we're supposed to do things. And Jesus came, and his disciples weren't doing those things, and the leaders of the day were very upset with him, and they wanted to ask him, why are you doing this? What gives you the right to go about doing these things, and you're not obeying the tradition of the elders? And Jesus just laid it out for them. And he gave them the scripture there about, he said, Moses said, to honor your father and your mother. He gave them that example. He also quoted from Isaiah the prophet. And he said, there's a people that honors God with their lips, but their heart is far, far from him. And they worship the Lord in vain. And he says they were teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And that's why I'm saying we need to examine the scriptures. That's why I want to look at the scriptures and say, what is God commanding us today? There are some commandments that we just really need to be holding fast in our hearts. There's other things that are preference for us. We like doing a certain this and that. And that's okay. There's some traditions that can be fine as long as we're not making the word of God of none effect. If we're not taking away from the commandment of God to obey, there can be some good traditions. There can be some things that are not harmful. But if we let those get up there with the commandment of God, then we're going to start getting in trouble, just as the Pharisees and the scribes were getting in trouble here. And they were leading people astray. And they were teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And that is never okay. It needs to be God's commandments. He knew how to instruct us, and he did it quite well. And so we need to go to the scriptures and say, is this what God wants us to walk? Is this how we're supposed to walk? Can we tell the difference between tradition and a command and an ordinance given to us by God? And I think we can. I think we need to examine our hearts and the scriptures and let God speak to us and to show us if we might be in some of these things. The traditions, they will not make a man right with God. But if we humble ourselves and obey the commands of God, he brings us to himself. We draw near to him, and he draws near to us. And the confidence that I have here, because we can go all around the world and have different traditions here and there. You can start out in different countries. You can go here and there and find all kinds of traditions. They're everywhere. But here's where our authority lies, and it's Hebrews chapter 4. And I know we have read this before, and you'll hear me say it again, because this is something we need to remind ourselves. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So let us be faithful and diligent to go to the word of God that's alive and powerful. And he knows how to discern our thoughts and intents of our heart. Whether we be worshiping God in spirit and truth, or if it's in vain that we do worship him for the tradition of men. So let these things be soaking in and be thinking about these things, how we can weigh ourselves against the scriptures and see, are we truly walking in the ways of God? Is this something that's important to God? If it is, let's make it important for us too. If it's not, then let's don't make a big deal out of it. We'll go to the scripture and let him speak to us by the Holy Scriptures. And I trust that that's what you're doing. That's why you want to listen and dial into these messages. You want to know what the Word of God says. And that's what I want too. Sometimes we might not see it clearly. We can pray and ask God to show us and to speak to our hearts. And so with that, I want to leave you with that meditation this morning or today, and let you be thinking on these things. And let God search your heart and probe the inner part of your being and say, Lord, I want to obey you. And I want to not hold up tradition of man, but I want to obey you and see in Scripture where I need to be following you in these ways. Well, God bless you today as you think on these things. And may the Lord God rain his peace and joy in your heart. God bless you.